Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to give God the glory that is due his name. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord, and I am so glad to be able to host this broadcast where our main focus is giving God all of the praise, all of the honor, all of the glory that is due to him, because God is good, hallelujah, and he's greatly to be praised. Good morning, babe. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. I am blessed and highly favored. I am I'm just happy to be here this morning. I'm declaring that even on today that I walk in divine health. Well, my voice might say something other than that, but that's just a lie from the pit. But God is good, and I just thankful to be in the land of the living and a part of this broadcast again today.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, this is They Overcame, and like I said, we are here to give God all the praise, honor, and glory. And I'm just still basking in the praise that our son gave on last week, how the Lord has opened up the door for him to be able to start law school in the fall. And we just praise God for that young man being in our lives. And all four of our sons have just been such a blessing to us. Not always, you know, doing the things that we want them to do, but still a blessing from the Lord. And we just praise God. And we just want to say, to make sure that you tune in to New Destiny Ministries every day. Evangelist Bernard is on the air broadcasting men and women of God that are expounding on the Word of God and just a blessing and teaching and inspiring and uplifting the people of God, and not just the people of God, but those that are around the world that are listening to this broadcast. We have a few guests today that are going to be on, and I praise God. I see our prophet Michael Lewis is on the line, and I'm going to open up his line in just a minute. But we just want to say we just praise God for one of the guests I had. Sent him a message on Facebook, and I said around the world, and I don't know if it made him nervous or not, but he said, what do you mean around the world? And yes, we're heard around the world. Thank God for the technology that we have now, that we are able to hear. People are able to tune in to this internet radio station and hear from around the world what people are doing. It's not just in the United States. Like I said, it's all around the world. So we just praise God for what he's doing and how he is just blessing, opening up doors for not only just secular ministry or secular radio stations, but ministry. And we just bless God. I'm going to open up our brother Michael's line right now, and just so grateful for him getting up early this morning and getting on the air. It's a blessing, and I'm gonna bring you on as soon as my page is recovered. I don't know, it's very overcast here, and I think we have problems with the internet when we have an overcast, and we have that today. But God is good. God is good. He's real good, and we just bless him and thank him for all that he's doing. Babe, while I'm trying to get that line open, why don't you open us up with prayer?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, the matchless name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus, that awesome name that is above every other name, at which every tongue will confess and every knee will bow. We just thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for being able to come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy. Father, that's according to your word, your will, your promise. And we come right now in the name of Jesus to say thank you. We come to praise you. We come to worship you, hallelujah, for you are worthy, and there's none like you in all of heaven and in all of the earth, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for life. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for supplying our every need. We thank you, Lord God, for every breath that we breathe, every hair on our head, because we know that you know it. You have numbered it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for our homes, our children, everything about our lives, Lord God. We know that we are what we are. We have what we have only because of you. And if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? We thank you, Lord God, even for every struggle that we go through, because we know that you stand there right with us. You promised to never leave us nor forsake us. And had you not been with us, Lord God, so many of us would have gone another way. We would have lost our mind. We would have lost our lives. We would have lost all kinds of things. But, Lord God, you have been there, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this day. This is the day that you have made. Hallelujah. Just continue to bless, Lord God. Move in this broadcast. Let your word, hallelujah, let the testimonies go forth that will lift up bowed down heads, that they will encourage those who are discouraged, that it will strengthen those that feel that they are weak. Lord God, that even those words will make rich those that say that they are poor. In the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord God. Unctionize your people to wake up, to get up, to call in, and to give praise to your name across this world. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Bless our hosts today, Lord God, our overall host, Evangelist Bernard, in the name of Jesus, as she is transitioning, hallelujah, in her ministry to a new place. Just bless her, Lord God, and just elevate her in the name of Jesus. Grant her every need. Take care of her family. Take care of her house, Lord God, and make a way. Let her see the open doors and walk fearlessly through them. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And everyone that's calling it today, whatever their need is, Lord God, we pray and we declare that it shall be granted, because you are the grantor of needs. You are the provider of every good and perfect gift. Hallelujah. So healing, we declare right now in the name of Jesus. Deliverance and freedom, we declare right now in the name of Jesus. Relationships, Lord God, whether it be mother and father, whether it be father and daughter, father and son, or siblings, Lord God, we declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Those who are in crisis right now that need a word and a deliverance and something to happen in their lives, this day we count it as done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, baby, for that prayer. And before I open up all the lines, I'm just going to open up the line for our brother prophet, Michael Lewis. I have control back to the internet. Are you there, my brother?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for calling in this morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed.
It's early, early, early there where you are, and we appreciate you supporting us with your call-in and just being there and praying for us. I know that you're praying for us and praying for the broadcast and praying for our overall host, Evangelist Bernard. And has she made her move yet, or is she getting ready to by next week, making her descent down to Louisiana?
Well, that's a good question. No, she's currently still here. I don't know what's the exact date that she's supposed to be leaving. But, yeah, we look forward to her going home and setting up as God has instructed.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Yes, she's going home. California is not her birth home. It is her home, but it's not her birth home. And this is her second go-around there, there in California. And the Lord has given her marching orders for her to go back home and rally the people there into the kingdom. So we just thank God for Evangelist Bernard. And Brother Michael, you've had a birthday and you've been traveling, and we just want to say happy birthday to you again, belated. But you just have been on my mind. I see your post, and just tell us a little bit about your plight. You are an advocate for several prisoners, and Evangelist Bernard's sister is one of your key people that you advocate for. Let's give the radio audience a little synopsis on that plight.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. yes, I advocate for Miss Danielle Metz, who is currently serving three lives plus 20 years. Then there's another young man who I advocate with his family as well. Then there's another cause, a young lady, that son who was given the wrong medication, Risperidone and Abilify. I'm working with them hand in hand. You know, it's only through God that these things have crossed my path, because I'm a person that, upon hearing something, you know, I listen for the Spirit of God to see what is it that he want me to do, because I believe in going wholeheartedly at anything, whatever I do. You know, growing up playing basketball, I was relentless. I studied the game. I slept the game. I ate the game. So now that I'm on the Lord's side, I does the exact same thing. I take that same tenacity, that same hunger, that same urge, you know, the same fight that I have for basketball. I now apply it to the biblical principles in the life of God, where he says we're helpers one to another. And he wasn't just talking about helping inside the body of Christ. That's not where it begins or ends, but it's throughout life. You know, the whole world is the platform, and this is where I engage that, you know, a church without walls. You know, God has blessed me to see my 55th birthday, so I am legally now, as they say, a senior citizen. Don't feel, you know, no older, but getting a little wiser, doing things a lot differently, you know, really taking thought and concept in everything I say and everything that I do pertaining to the house of God. And through that, he has blessed me to go out and to start a ministry in his name. And I say that, you know, with great pride, in his name, not Michael Lewis Ministries or some off-the-wall name, but the church established is called by his name, Church of Jesus Our Lord, Stockton, California. And I have been blessed to teach every Tuesday night at a men's shelter out here. And I have, God has blessed me to have 20 faithful men or more in each of the settings. And so, you know, I just endeavor to do the will of God. And lastly, he's also blessed me with a unique gift, that is a gift to songwrite. So I'm in the process of working with some individuals to get some music put out that ministers, you know, to the spirit, man. It's not one of those that's really going to make you jump and hop around and, you know, do all the dances and the nuances that they're doing today. But I went back to the old school, listening to some old school songs, you know, the James Clevelands and some of the songs the William Brothers had, and when the commission was singing together, and then the Winans. I took all that, listening to their songs, and, you know, I mean, I have nothing against this new music, but it's a little too advanced for me. It's too much jumping and you know, running across the stage as if they are performing, and music is not for performance. It's ministry. So with me, everything is ministry, and I thank God that, you know, he has blessed my mind to even grasp that concept. You know, we minister on every level, so he have given me the ability to write, and so I seek those in whom he have given the ability to sing, and then I find the skilled musicians, and all three of those components come together to make the heavenly sound. So that's what I'm endeavoring. And you can find my music either on my webpage, which is on my Facebook page. If you go into about, when you go into the about side and just scroll down, you'll see my website page. Or I have three pages on Facebook. Two of them is Jesus is God / On High Productions. One is capital letters, and the other one is just, you know, small letters, but they're both Jesus is God On High Productions, and it has several of the music that I do, as well as some of the sermons that I have preached, posted on them pages as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, God is doing great things, and we, you know, I'm like you. I like those old hymns, and I like the you said the Williams Brothers. My husband loves the Williams Brothers.
Okay.
Boys, right, sir.
Come on, man. Yes, sir.
But I must say, I do enjoy today's music also. I've always been one that like being around young people. I have several God children that they have accepted me as their godmother. And I like being around the young people. I like their music. And I'm finding as I get older, my appreciation for all types of music is broadening. So we will check that out. We will check your page out. I didn't know that you had music on there. We're Facebook friends, as everyone knows that listens to my broadcast or catches the broadcast. I'm always talking about Facebook. I just think that it's just a thing, an instrument that God has given us to be able to touch, you know, people that may not go to church, or people that go to church, inspire them. That's what I use it for. And so I praise God. I praise God for you. Prophet Michael, love you. Never met you, but just your spirit. You know, your spirit connects with my spirit, and it's a divine connection. Amen. Well, thank you again for calling in, and you know, we will be holding up Danielle. And I was reading on your Facebook. I was just glancing over it. Didn't really get a chance to read it. And you were talking about the causes. And if you are on Facebook, you can look for Prophet Michael's pages that he just gave, and I'm going to ask him to give those again so that if you didn't catch it or you didn't have, you know, anything to write with, you'll be able to grab something now as I'm talking to write them. But the causes that he is endeavoring to do, they are causes. Danielle, I know personally, you know, don't know her, but through her sister, Evangelist Bernard, and know that she was given a 3-lifetime sentence plus 20 years. I mean,
amen.
For a crime that the sentence does not fit the crime.
Amen.
It was something that was put on the books. And she just happened to, at that time, come before a judge when, isn't that right, Prophet?
Yes.
She was put
yes,
before
ma'am.
A judge during the time that was given or made into law. And so she got mm-hmm. caught in that net. But God, we know God is well able. I come now. I don't take anything on myself. I say, Lord, this is on you, and I know that there's nothing too hard for you. So we're just believing God for her release. We're not looking at what has been legislated into law. We're looking at the law maker, the
That's
maker
right.
of heaven and earth. And,
yes.
We know that there's no thing that's too hard for him. So we just believe in God and praising him. I am of the opinion that we can ask God. And when we feel the need to ask him, we know that we've put it before him. But I'm of the mind, Prophet, that when we ask God for something, that we should just mm-hmm. praise him for it. You know, we got to believe it. We got to see
right.
that thing done. And
Amen.
Now when it comes into fruition, it's no surprise to us because we know that God is able, like he told Mary, like the angel told Mary, with mm-hmm. man it's impossible. With God,
right.
no thing
oh.
is impossible. Hallelujah.
Right.
So we
Amen.
Just... Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Babe, did you want to say something to the prophet?
Excuse me. No, just thanking God for a prophet talking about his youthful 55th birthday. And you just ran a marathon, too, didn't you, sir?
Yes.
So I mean, I guess there's evidence right there that the 55 myth is not attacking your life. And we just thank God for you. Like my wife, we haven't physically met, but just through the spirit and this connection through technology that God has given us, we think back how often even back in the old days, how there were certain, and I'll call them sects, or religious groups that just would declare that even just television was of the devil. But God, one thing about our God, he's the omniscient God. He knows everything, and so every piece of knowledge, man doesn't create anything. All
yes,
technology is not created. We discover. God created everything. Man just discovers through the knowledge God has given him. So we've discovered just more and more over the centuries and the ages. But through this technology, we have this divine connection and so many more that we look forward to. And we just thank God for you and belated happy birthday. I'm not quite sure when your birthday was, but a belated happy birthday, sir. And God bless you. And we just look forward to a continued relationship and ministry. We are... And I started speaking this thing. I've been holding it inside for a little while, and I started speaking it, which I told someone that was just the Holy Ghost making me do that, because I could just see myself 2 years from now sitting on the same thought. But I spoke it to one of the brethren in my church, and he repeated it to the pastor. And then this past week, I think it was last week, my wife and I had lunch with the pastor and the lead pastor because they were excited about what God had placed in my heart. And that, again, is ministry like you are working with the prison ministry. God has given me to go into the assisted living centers and minister to those. And, you know, as it was developing in me, it was we as a group go up there once a month and minister to them for probably about maybe an hour or so. And I think there's another group or two that come in there kind of sporadically like that. But, you know, it came to me that, you know, these are God's people that have now been displaced from their normal home, as they know, many of which would probably every Sunday morning be in church or whatever they could. And the Lord laid up on my heart to go in there and give them a Sunday morning service. And I know that's going to be somewhat challenging because it's going to need to be early. But I know God's going to send me the people that I need to work with that. I already have the support of my church, and several have said that they love that. So, and I just look for that to be something that grows not from the home that we start in, but to grow across our whole region, to just establish chaplain teams that will go in and do this across our region. And so the Lord's opening up doors. We think that we have to wait on somebody in the four walls that we go to every Sunday to give us, you know, things to do inside those four walls. But there's a whole big old world out there of ministry that needs to happen. And I applaud you in what you're doing, sir, and I pray for you. And we certainly solicit your prayers as we endeavor to launch what God has for us as well.
Amen. Definitely.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you for calling in, my brother. I'm going to go to our next guest that's on the line. I guess the computer is not allowing me to do anything right now, so we just I don't know what in the world this.
I could try it in here, but
okay. Amen. Well, hold on, guests. Your area code is 219 and your last four, 2813. If you don't want to say anything, you don't have to say anything, but just don't hang up. We know that God has an awesome, awesome, awesome broadcast that's going to occur this day. And we just thank God for the callers calling in and sometimes I know Evangelist Bernard hates for me to say this, but sometimes, you know, when you look at the numbers and you look at the callers that are calling in, you may get a little discouraged because I'm like, Lord, you deserve all the praise and honor and glory, and I see praises and testimonies going across Facebook at sometimes, and I always write and say, well, you know, that would be a great testimony call in, but I don't always get the call in. But the calls that I do get in are such a blessing to hear what God is doing in the lives of his people. Like I said, on last week, our son gave his testimony about getting into law school and aspiring to help people that are in family situations. He wants to study family law. So we just thank God for how God has moved in his life and the many testimonies that have gone on the broadcast. I remember, and this is what inspired me. The Lord gave me the thought, but I always loved testimony service in the church. I just loved how the Lord would come in and just bless, and you know, to hear what God was doing in people's lives. It just, you know, was such an uplifting thing, and it inspired you to say, well, if God did it for Sister Smith, or if God did it for Brother Brown, or if God did it for, you know, the pastor and the ministers, then there's nothing that I can ask him. I'm listening. You know, they're talking about their marriages and how they had to pray for their husbands for 20 years before they were brought in, but they were brought in. And I've just been going through my thing for a week now, and I can hold on. I can hold on. Mother Lafayette said she held on, and Sister Smith said she held on. So I can hold on. It's just inspiring, you know, to hear what God is doing, inspiring, uplifting, and letting us know that there's nothing that's too hard for God. And praise God, the the line is open. Were you able to get it back?
Yes.
Okay. So 219-2813, are you there?
Praise the Lord, Sister Billy.
Praise the Lord. And who's calling?
This is Sister Alice Cross. I used to be a member of your former church. Remember me? I'm at Victory now.
Oh, okay. How are you?
I'm blessed. I've been seeing you on Facebook. I just heard you talking about Facebook as your way of connecting. And I was like, I woke up this morning, and I'm always looking at things. And I said, you know what? This has been on a long time. I see her having this post. I said, I'm going to call in and listen this morning. So it's a blessing. I've enjoyed it thus far.
Amen. Well, thank you for calling in. We just, as you know, if you've seen my Facebook page, this broadcast is here so that we can give God the praise and the glory that is due his name. You know, he's just done so many great things for us. And like I said, I see testimonies going across the Facebook pages, and I'm like, call in and give that testimony. The world needs to hear, you know,
amen,
what God
amen.
Is doing in the lives of not just his people, because God, he said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And so he draws us through the different things that we ask him for. And I know that, you know, we're taught that the, you know, the Lord doesn't hear the prayer of the sinner, but God hears what he wants to hear. And faith moves God. I don't care whether you're saved or you're not saved. If you have faith that God can do something for you, it can be done. Now, it's not always done by the Lord, but it can be done. So do you have a testimony to share with us this morning?
Well, yes, I have many testimonies. I'm going to have to call back another time to tell you. But one, I want to congratulate you first on John getting accepted to law school. That is a true blessing.
Isn't
I'm always so thrilled to see, you know, the children that I knew when they were babies. They just grew up to be such wonderful. And not only just in education-wise or jobs, it's just how they grow up in the Lord and how they, you know, just respect how God is working in their lives. My testimony is that I'm not quite up there with Jonathan yet, but I got married at a really young age, at 18, and I have 5 children. They're all adults. They all graduated from college except for one. But I decided I needed to go to college when they were little, but it was too hard. So I am now 63 years old, but I just graduated from Purdue University by the grace of God from in child development. It was just in December. So I'm, you know, I applied to go to Indiana University because I'm going to social work. So, you know, I just asked the saints to pray for me that I get into the program because I'm retiring from my job that I've been on with the federal government since 1978. But I'm not tired of work, and I just want to do something to help people. And I know some of my coworkers, they're like, so you're going to school to make less money than you make now? I'm like, yes, because this is something God has given me, and I want to be able to help people. So I want to be in a faith-based program. And I did my internship at Catholic Charities, and it was just such a blessing. I mean, when I did my presentation in class, I just broke down and cried doing my own presentation, talking about how grateful these individuals were when you gave them food baskets or when you took their application for to see if they qualified for the services. And, you know, a lot of them just hugged me, and I was like, and I, you know, I just really enjoyed it. And my other workers there, my coworkers, they were like, nobody ever hugged me, and I've been working here 10 years. And I said to myself, that's the Jesus they see in me, because it wasn't a job for me. It's something that I truly and truly believe God has placed on my life to give people ways to empower themselves, because I don't want to just give them things. When I become a social worker, I actually want to find ways to help them learn how to do for themselves, not just to go to the resources, because we know the resource or the main resource is the man of God. That's
yes.
God and God. But we just know that, you know, people, it's very important to be able to handle your own situation, not just ask people to give you things all the time. So that will put them a step ahead right there. But that's just my goal in life, and I just pray God puts me in the right position to do that.
Oh, amen. And I saw that they celebrated you for, 35 years or something at your job?
Well, it was, you know, that was the old, I just put old pictures up there. That was actually the 30 years, but that was like 4 years ago or 5 years ago. That's an old picture.
Okay.
Yep. But I love my job. But, you know, people are like, why are you still working? I'm like, I like working. I mean, what am I going to do staying home? I mean, I'm always going to work until I can't work. I'm going to be always doing something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And Sister Alice lost her sister the latter part of last year, or the early part
yes,
of this?
Yes, in September. September, yes.
September.
Yes.
I know that was painful, but you know something, we just keep holding up God, and you know, keep believing God, and out of the situation, you know, the God somehow turns it around, and now you're helping people. I worked with Christian Charities while I was there, also with Sister Stevens, and I worked with Charities at a home for recovering addicts. And I just loved, you know, the ministry, and I love ministry. You would be surprised to know that you doing ministry blesses you. You're blessing
yes,
other
it does.
People.
It does. It does.
but the joy Amen. That you get, you know, from helping people and letting people see, you know, the hand of God through you, it just blesses you. So I am. So tell all of my brothers and sisters at Victory that I said, praise the Lord, Sister Corliss and Sister Deloney, Brother
yes.
Deloney.
Yes, quite a few of us over there.
Oh, yes. Mother Jordan.
Yes, we're being blessed, yes. Mother Jordan just had a birthday.
Oh, no, don't tell me I missed her birthday.
Yeah,
when was it?
Last week.
I have to give her a call.
Yes, it was. See, my husband keeps up with it because Mother Jordan just adopted him. She said he looks like a bishop, so she just, you know, she just loves my. I've been knowing her all these years, and she just, I mean, you know, we were really, we like each other, I'm not saying that, but I mean, she just adopted my husband, and she just met him about 5 years ago, but she loves him some Mother Jordan. She's a blessing to him.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I adopted her as my godmother when I was there. I don't call her quite as much as I used to. You know, I have been gone. We've been gone from Chicago for 14 years this year, June. It'll be 14 years. So, you know, you don't not necessarily contact, you know, people like you did when you first left, but always I'm thinking about, I call her Ma, always I'm thinking about her.
Always in your heart.
Yes, 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 such a blessing. And I saw Sister Bibby's picture, Lamont and the other brother, when they did her celebration for her birthday. It's
Oh my God, I love
Facebook.
You would have, I've never, ever in my life been to anything like that. She had 590 guests at a birthday party.
My God.
We didn't pay. You know how some people get parties and you pay, you know, per person to go, a celebration, a retirement party. She paid for it all.
Oh, my goodness.
It was at Giorgio's. I mean, it was magnificent. Oh, it was just beautiful.
Oh,
so that's one event I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. It was so nice. It was so nice.
Amen. A lot of people put, you know, they don't like Facebook. They don't. They think that it's, they don't see us other devil, but, you know, they see a lot of stuff on there that they don't find appealing. And I say, Elder Baguette always told us to eat the meat and throw the bones away. You remember him saying that, Alice?
That's a blessing. Yes, he did. I do remember that.
And
you know what? I do agree with you. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do feel that way.
I stay positive on here. Sometimes I, you know, feel in a way and I kind of express it. But for the most part, I stay positive. I use it as ministry. And I love the fact that we can connect through Facebook. We can connect and, you know, now I'm like, 10 hours away from Chicago, but I can still keep somewhat in contact with my friends and family and loved ones there all over the world.
Yeah.
So
and it's all about the perspective. You know, people get on Facebook and say the wrong things and say things they shouldn't say. But you know what? On the most part, I haven't had any issues with that because I pretty much probably because most of my Facebook friends are Christians. So then maybe that's
right.
The key to it, you know. When they say things that are not becoming, it's probably because they're not on the right level or their mindset is not where, you know, they just talk about their personal business or talk about other people. I don't have friends like that on Facebook.
Right.
So
right.
It's just a blessing that you know, I'm in connection. You know, I'm connected with people who are of the faith. You know, I get so many inspiring that I just really love and I like to connect. One of my friends that I had, like, back in 70, I met her in 78 when I first started working for Railroad Retirement Board. But every time I passed this building she used to live in, I always think about her, and it's been going on for years, and every time I pass it, I think about her because she's been gone for about two or three years after we met, but we were pretty close, but she was having, like, a lot of issues then, and that's probably the reason I always thought about her. Well, last Friday, I just got in the car, and we passed by. My husband picked me up from work, and I passed by the building, and I said, you know, I always wonder where is that Candida at? Every time I pass this building, so I just say, well, let me check Facebook. I hadn't thought about it. I checked, and we talked all day Saturday. I found
okay.
her on Facebook. That is a blessing. It's so funny because she went back to school. She's a marriage and a family therapist.
Okay.
So I was like, that's strange. We connected and we pretty much going into the same, I'm going into the same field that she's in now. You know, she said she just graduated a couple of years ago and she's about 60. So, you know, it's a blessing. So we had a lot to talk about and get caught up on. But, you know, Facebook can be nice.
It can be. You do find I connected with a childhood friend, I mean, from elementary school. And, in the city, we didn't have the separation of the elementary and the middle. We went elementary school was till you got into eighth grade, and then you went to high school.
Right,
but anyway,
right.
We grew up together, and we're on Facebook, you know, together. And it's just, I think it's a way to keep in touch with people, to find people, like you just said, that you're connected with, but you don't know where they are, and you look on Facebook and lo and behold, there they are. And you know, it's just I enjoy Facebook. I even the off colored stuff, I just go past that. I don't, you know,
right.
I don't dwell on that. Babe, are you there? Oh, well, honey, you want to get on and say praise the Lord to Sister Alice?
Okay.
I am my Mark. Remember Mark, Alice? Remember Mark?
Yes, I remember all your boys.
Yes, he is opening up a barbershop. Tim and John and I and little Jonathan, we're going down to help him this weekend. So that was my husband telling me that I needed to wrap it up. And hey, here's my little grandson.
How many grandchildren do you have?
We have five. We have five grandkids.
Oh.
And I saw your beautiful grandkids that you have on, that you put on Facebook.
Yeah, we have nine grandchildren, six granddaughters, and three grandsons. And we just had a little great-granddaughter. My oldest grandson has a new baby.
Yeah, I saw her. I saw she's beautiful.
Yeah.
I saw that. See, that's the kind of stuff I love about Facebook.
Yeah.
You can just connect with people and see what's happening in their lives and, you know, and rejoice with them and pray for them. You know, it's just such a blessing. But, babe, go ahead. You wanted to say something to Sister Alice.
I just wanted to say good morning. Praise the Lord. God bless you. It's just a pleasant surprise.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Why mentioned your name to us. I think it was because of what you saw on Facebook. In fact, she showed me the picture of the baby and how beautiful it was.
Oh! Yeah, it's a blessing. I've been planning on calling in for a long time, and I'd be like, okay, I'm always running. And I said, I'm so tired because even though I go to school, I actually work full time also. And then I teach classes. I teach the separated ministry at church.
Okay.
So women who are separated. Because I know Pastor chose me and another lady because we both were separated. And, you know, it's not like it's easy, but, you know, you can maintain, you know, just stay in the Lord, you know, because it's not something you plan on getting. No one ever plans on getting married to get divorced. That's just not the plan in the beginning, but sometimes it happens. But the good part about our situation is that we both end up marrying our divorced spouses, but hers was only for about, I think they were divorced about 5 years, but my husband and I were divorced for 26 years, and we got remarried.
Hey, man, that's a blessing.
So we've been married, like, it'll be 8 years this October. So, you know, I didn't think it really was a big deal with the children because I was, you know, we did okay. And they were well-rounded and went to college and everything. I have a son that's a principal in Atlanta. And another one is an engineer. The other one is a carpenter. And the other, my daughter is a manager at Social Security. So they, you know, they did pretty well, and they were well-rounded children. But when we got remarried, I never thought it bothered them because their father was always in their life. But then I heard my son, I'm like, yeah, guess what, man, my mother and dad got remarried, you know. And I was like, whoa, I didn't think it would be exciting to them, but it really, really was. So, you know, I just, you know, pray that more people probably take time, you know, when we were young and things that he felt was wasn't nothing wrong with it, you know. And I felt it was wrong. Plus, on top of, you know, I thought I was better than him, you know, during that time because I didn't do certain things. So, you know, we grow old and learn how to work with people because it's, you know, but it's been a blessing.
Amen. My wife did have to step away. She's actually supposed to be on the road right now.
It was good talking to you guys.
Yeah. And I just thank God even for hearing that second testimony as well. You might not have, but that's a blessing. That blesses me and every listener because every week when we open with prayer, one of the things I do is pray for relationships, especially in my heart. I'm always praying for spouses and that the Lord is able to just mend all relationships. So those who are listening now and those who are will be listening even at the archives, because these are stored in the archives even within moments after the close of the show. You can go in and listen to the same show. But we have another couple that has come on and given their testimony of just how God put them back together after being divorced, and that's a huge deal. That's just hope that no matter what we do, no matter how far we think things are gone or broken, but just like the potter, the parable of the potter and the clay, God is able to pick up those broken pieces and put them together in. There's hope. Whoever's listening.
Amen. Yes, it is.
There's always hope.
Yes, it is.
Jesus, Dallas. Thank you for calling.
All right. Well, you all be blessed and have a safe day today and enjoying your son's success.
And hug and kiss that baby for me. Because if I was there, I would suck on them cheeks like I do all little
things. All right, then. You all be blessed.
Amen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Amen. And we just thank God for that caller that called in. Friend of ours from Chicago, caught in with an awesome testimony, first of just being in ministry, and this is the day that it seems like that we're testifying of the goodness of God and what he's called us into, and there's an anointing that people just don't realize that they have, but if we would just tap into that, God has great things for us to do, and all we need to do is just draw closer and closer to him. His word said, if you draw close to me, I'll draw close to you. And then the Bible also says that when we come to really know God, so the people that know me or the people that know their God shall do exploits. So we'll do great things if we just get close to God and just get to know him and know his will, and then trustingly, by faith, just go out and start doing it. If you don't know how to do it, do like I did, just talk about it to somebody, and somebody will end up pushing you out there into doing it. But whatever it is, God is able, and he has a great thing for you to do. We just thank God for that today. And in the way of testimony, let me just give a, as I announced, my wife is the host of this show, who's supposed to be on the road now. So she's getting ready to hit the road right now. But just a testimony of where she's going. She's on her way to South Carolina. Her and two of my other sons are on their way to South Carolina to help our oldest son get his shop ready for opening, which that time is coming up, I believe, not this coming week, but the following week. I think April the 1st he's supposed to be opening his shop. And that's a testimony in and of itself. And I can remember, and this was just probably a couple, maybe 3 months ago, but more, probably less than that. But one morning, we've been blessed that in the morning, I leave for work somewhere before or by 7, sometime earlier than that. But my wife wakes up with me, and we have prayer before I walk out the door, which is such a blessing. But this particular time, I can remember that it just was on me to pray for open doors and opportunities for my sons, because you know, we just love our children and we want the best for them. But this morning, that morning, I remember specifically saying, Lord, just open up doors, miraculous doors and opportunities for our children, and let them have the wherewithal to walk in. And lo and behold, I don't know if my wife even remembers this, but lo and behold, it was that evening that my son called, and I'm not sure if he called my phone to tell me or if he called his mom's phone, and I answered it because she was indisposed at the time. But he let us know that there was a man who sat in his chair to get his hair cut, and as they began to talk, the end of the conversation was that I will be your silent partner and get you a shop opened up. And here it is, probably somewhere in the 60 to 90-day range after that day of that prayer and that testimony, that they are going down to put the final touches on that business that Mark is now going to be the owner of. So we just thank God for how God just blesses. He answers prayers. He opens doors. There is absolutely nothing too hard for him. So just ask what you will. That's the testimony I wanted to share this morning. And I know we'll have more and more of the details and the great testimony after the shop opens. But I was just excited about that. I was excited that just that later on that same day after praying that prayer, then Mark shared that testimony with us, how that he encountered that man who said, I'll be your silent partner and back you and get you going. God is just good. So we just want everyone to know that there is nothing. You can ask God anything, because no thing is too hard for him. Amen. Amen. And I see that we don't have any other callers on the line right now. And this is a program of testimonies. And we're just glad for everyone who has called in. We're glad for everyone who will be listening again through the archives. We're glad for everyone who is listening through the internet, and we just encourage you to call in. Make sure that you do give us a call. We're on this station every
Saturday morning from 8 to approximately 10 or so, give or take. And that call-in number is 858-683-1334. Let me give that to you one more time in case you weren't ready. It's They Overcame. It's the broadcast. And the call-in number is 858-683-1334. And if you want to listen online, you can always go online to Blog Talk Radio. That's BlogTalkRadio, all one word, .com. And just when you get there, do a search for They Overcame, and you can click on the link and listen live by way of the Internet. And we just thank God for just this opportunity to share God's testimonies with you. And before we close, I'm going to check with our host and see if she's in a place to give us closing remarks. But in the meantime, I'm going to call on Brother Michael. I ask you if you have any closing remarks for us today.
No, sir.
Amen. It's just a blessing to have you on the line with us again today, as always. And we just thank you so much for supporting our broadcast and always adding so much to our broadcast. We just look forward to when we look on the line and see your name lit up there. It's a joy. And again, we're praying for you and your ministry, and we'll just solicit your continued prayers for our ministry. And let's all pray for our host, Evangelist Minister Burns, as she travels on the highways today, her and her sons. And we just want you to keep them in prayer, that the angels will just encamp round about them and keep them protected, because we know that so many terrible things can happen on the highway, but we just thank God for his traveling mercy for them. And we just want to promote the broadcast of our overall host, which is New Destiny Ministries. And again, that same number that you can call, they are on the air every day, Monday through Friday. And their time is, it's 4 o'clock Central Time. I'm sorry, 4 o'clock Eastern Time, which makes that 1 o'clock Pacific Time and 3 o'clock Central Time. That same call-in number, 858-683-1334, that is New Destiny Ministries, where they will have teaching and preaching and just encouraging words from ministers and elders and evangelists and bishops and prophets of the Lord. We invite you to join into that ministry as well, because this is all building up and edifying the saints, and we just thank God for that. And before we go, I will ask Brother Mike if you would just close us in prayer, pray for the broadcasts. And we, and as our audience is praying, let's pray for Elder Michaels or Prophet Michael's ministry as well, and the ministry that we are going to be starting with the assisted living. Just pray for the kingdom. Pray for God's people and the church and the leadership, and especially upholding our overall host, Evangelist Bernard, as she prepares to move her ministry into her home state of Louisiana. Would you pray for us, Brother Michael?
Amen. The kind and gracious Father, Lord, we come before your throne humbly but yet boldly, that we might obtain mercy, find grace to help in time of need. Father, we ask for forgiveness of all sin, seen and unseen, sins of omission, commission, even the hidden sin of the heart. Father, I'm touching in agreement with the Burns family right now concerning the ministry that they're getting ready to start in your name, God, the assisted living. Father, I pray right now that you send them from the east, west, the north, and the south, God. Let every word that is spoken, God, let it fall upon good ground, springing up to everlasting life. Father, we pray that lives will be changed in the name of Jesus, that souls will be saved, and those that need deliverance will be delivered, healing, they will be healed. Father, we ask you also, Lord, that you look down upon Evangelist Bernard right now, God, the decision that she have made according to your will and according to your purpose, God, that you send her home safely, O God, whenever the day is, O God, and that you would bless the endeavors in the workmanship of her hand, O God. Father, we pray for the doors that are down there to be open, God. Those that need to be shut, you keep them sealed, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Heavenly Father, we pray for an anointing to be in that city upon those people, her people, God, the people that you have chosen and called in such a time as this, God. Father, we pray for her family, God, her bloodline right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up her mother, Barbara, right now, asking you to touch her from the crown of her head even to the sole of her feet. We lift up Perry, God, her brother, right now, asking you to touch him, the endeavors of his hand, the job that you have given him, the company that he runs, God, that you continue to bless it. We lift up even Andrew right now, God. We pray for his deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up her sister Danielle that's locked in the prison system, three lives plus the 20, God. We know that all things work together for the good to them that love you, to them who are called according to your purpose. And it is your purpose in this hour that she come home free. So, Father, we thank you for setting the captives free, those that are at liberty, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we lift up leadership everywhere, every apostle, every prophet, every teacher, every pastor, even the evangelist, God. We lift them up in the spirit, God. We lift up everyone that is naming the name of Jesus Christ, God. We pray for the peace, excuse me, of Jerusalem, that they might be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up, God, every church right now that is established in your name, God, called by your name, doing the purpose that you have established for it to be. As you said, upon this rock you built your church, and the gates of hell will not, shall not prevail against it. Oh, Heavenly Father, we lift up even the president of these United States, God, asking you to let your will be done in his life. We pray for every king, queen, every the burgomaster. We even lift up every Republican. We lift up the judicial system. We lift up the democratic system, God. We pray for those that are in authority in the high places, God. We even asking you to touch the heart of the dictator, not his will, but let your will be done. We pray for the war torn country, God. We asking you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus to lift up every bowed and hung down head, straighten out every crooked and wayward path, where we will be careful and grateful to give you glory, we give you honor, and all that we say, act, and do, we pray that you get the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank you for joining us today. We thank everyone for joining us today. And until next week, we just want to praise him.
I just want to praise
forever, come on.